Good Wednesday to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. Very often, after major events, there's a strange emotional malaise which sets in as people struggle to get back to normal, especially after events which are life-impacting. Do you suppose that's how it was for the disciples and close friends of Jesus after that historic Passover Easter weekend? We have no record that Jesus sat down with his friends and gave them a full explanation of what that dramatic weekend was all about. Can you imagine all the questions they had? Rather, Jesus appeared from time to time, suddenly, unexpectedly, and only briefly confirming that he was alive again, but giving little insight about what the future was going to be and what the disciples should be doing now that Jesus was not with them every day. It must have been a confusing and somewhat frustrating time for them, don't you think? Do you sometimes feel like that as you try to follow Jesus while living in such a complicated, fast-paced, technology-oriented world? Sometime after that historic weekend, it appears, Peter and a few others tried to resume their normal previous life, and for Peter, that was fishing. Life still needed to be lived, mouths to be fed, bills to pay. John and his brother James were also fishermen, along with Andrew, Peter's brother. They often fished Lake Galilee together. They loved it and were very good at fishing, and I presume they had a great reputation for bringing in a good catch whenever they loaded up their nets and went out on the water, day or night. Still today, night fishing on the Sea of Galilee is quite popular. And in John 21, that's what Peter and six other disciples did. John names them as Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, John and James, and two others not named, John 21, verse 1 and 2. I suspect those other two were Andrew, Peter's brother, and Philip, a good friend of Nathanael. John tells us they fished all night, but caught nothing. With each passing hour through that long night, I imagine their frustration grew. Maybe even tempers flared a bit from time to time. With first light came a voice from the shoreline asking if they'd caught anything. "No," is the only response John records, but I've often wondered if that question ignited some tension in those empty net boats. Of course, it's a common question all fishermen should expect, right? And have you noticed if the answer is no, almost always someone has a suggestion about where or how to start catching fish. John tells us that's what happened that early morning, for the voice on the shoreline said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you'll find some." John 21, verse 6. Honestly now, what do you suppose happened in those next few seconds with those weary, seasoned fishermen? And what was said? Who finally had the courage to probably say, "Well, what else do we have to lose? We've tried everything else." And they dropped their nets one more time, only this time on the right side of the boat. In one brief statement, John describes the unexplainable. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of such a large number of fish, John 21, verse 6. Now, what can you imagine those weary, seasoned fishermen were shouting to each other? Apparently, only John turned away from the fish, peering at the figure standing on the shoreline in the early morning dim light. John couldn't see the figure well, nor does it appear John recognized the voice, but the net full of fish was nothing short of a miracle. Finally, John shouted to Peter, who was straining to pull in the net, "It's the Lord!" Stunned, Peter found himself suddenly in a conundrum. Release his grip on the net so he could turn and look at the figure on the shoreline, or keep pulling on the net, leaving others to worry about who it was standing on the shore? Pause. That is exactly where you and I find ourselves often. Do you agree? In 2026, no matter your age or where you live in the world, I'm sure you feel your life is busy and maybe even stressed by too many obligations and expectations. Have you learned it is impossible to have a very busy life and live the vine and branches relationship Jesus explained to his disciples and invites us to live with him? John chapter 15. The challenging decision Peter faced is your decision and mine every day. Release your grip on the nets and turn toward Jesus, or ignore Jesus and grab the nets. John tells us Peter released his grip on the net, turned to see the figure on the shoreline, and then did something radical. Peter jumped overboard and started swimming to shore. What? Why? Well, I think it was the weight of shame and regret which haunted Peter. Do you remember why? Peter had denied that he even knew Jesus while Jesus was being interrogated and beaten on that Thursday night after they were together in the upper room and together in the Garden of Gethsemane, according to John 18. While the resurrected Jesus had appeared a few times since that horrific weekend, evidently Peter and Jesus had not yet had their opportunity for a private conversation where Peter could apologize and seek restoration of their relationship, which before had been so special and strong. Have you ever carried a heavy burden, longing to meet with someone to get things resolved, but days turn to weeks and even months because busy schedules or fear keeps you apart? Are you ready to simply jump in the water as Peter did? As Peter splashed toward shore, what do you imagine were his emotions? As the other disciples wrestled with the nets, what were their emotions? As resurrected Jesus watched all this from the shoreline, what do you suppose he was thinking and feeling? On this very same shoreline, many months before, Jesus had said to several of these very same fishermen, "Come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men," Mark chapter 1. They had left their nets that day and spent the next several months with Jesus, learning all Jesus had come to earth to teach them. Now, these same ordinary guys were about to have another life-determining conversation with Jesus on this shoreline. This time, however, it is the resurrected Jesus, and these men's lives were about to change forever. So let's pause right here and look closely at our own lives. What nets are we gripping? What unresolved burdens weigh us down? And what is Jesus asking us to do about it? What is Jesus ready to do to help you and me as he was ready to help Peter and the others that early morning? Do we need to hit the pause button in life and spend some extended time with Jesus today? Is there someone you need to call or text or write a note to today to get the process moving toward reconciliation? And tomorrow, let's meet right here with Jesus and these guys on the beach, expecting something amazing.